One of those things, keep going round and round. All right, so we're trying to work through the problems in Rashi. So let's just highlight a couple of the problems I want to just focus on. But basically, the whole sugya is difficult. So let's start with what we know clearly from Rashi. First of all, Rashi has the shita that what he says on bittul ba'alma tzaddi. So Rashi says, why? Why is bittul enough? Tivar. Okay, vashbasa. Okay, so we're not really focusing on bittul, but we have to account for it. And Rashi's saying something very important over here. He's saying the fact that the Torah says tashbisu, as opposed to tivaru, that allows for bittul. Okay. That allows for bittul. Now, it shows you also an interesting thing that when do you do bittul? You do bittul dafka before the zman of tashbisu, it would seem, right? Tashbisu would seem the mitzvah, and this is something that's a little bit confusing, but the mitzvah of tashbisu, right? As we all know, I think from the end of the sugya of your ach and all that, tashbisu has to have a time when it starts. No, it seems tashbisu should start from mishe shosu lamala. Okay, what's that? No, mishe shosu lamala. From the 6th hour on, chatzos, right? And that's dafka when you can't do bittul anymore, right? So tashbisu. So somehow the fact that it says tashbisu in the 7th hour and on means that you and doesn't say tivaru means that you can do bittul, and so to speak, enter the Zman of Tashbisu with the Kiyum. Now let me ask you a question. What if it said Tivaru? Would the halacha be? Fine. Exactly. When would you do straight? Ach, bayom hashvi'i hashi, the ach bayom rishon tiva'arus on. I find it now. Here's the interesting thing. Okay, if you're going to tell me it means beforehand,
but
what? That's achola, right?
To do.
So it means you'd have to do it at the 7th hour. You'd be chayav to do a maisa of burning or maisa of biur, right? And it comes out like this, that the two methods of biur that we use to fulfill the tashbisu after the 7th hour, dafka beforehand, right, is bittul and sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right?
Or are you just holding it beforehand?
Only beforehand. Same thing.
This is one of your comments.
So it's a funny thing. The Zman is from the 7th hour on. Right, and it's indicated, it would seem, from the mitzvah of Tashbisu, but dafka you're mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu beforehand, either with bittul or sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it would seem that's the strange thing. But when it's actually the zman of Tashbisu, then for Rabbi Yehuda it's b'chol davar, right? And bittul is impossible. So whereas if the Torah would have said ach bayom rishon tivarus on b'teichem, it would seem that Rebbe Yehuda wouldn't say do sreif ahead of time. I don't know. Would he say that too? Would he say, no, look, the mitzvah is do biur. The Torah says, do biur at the seventh hour. What am I jumping the gun at the sixth hour and say there's a mitzvah of biur? Let me see. If the Torah says, ach bayom rishon tiva'aru se'or mibateh, would it make any sense to say, oh, I have to do biur on the sixth hour? I have to burn it on the sixth hour.
Why not? Why has it changed?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm just asking you. Is it because it says Tashbisu? No, is the fact that it uses the lashon of Tashbisu in the seventh hour, that definitely opens up bittul. And it definitely tells you, it would seem, that there's something you should enter the seventh hour with. A more, I know, is the. Let's take a step back. In other words, if it said Tivaru, that would be, it would seem, that would be a Maisa of Biur. Right? Tashbisu is not. That's Rashi's whole point. If it said Tivaru, you'd have to actually burn it, wherever it would be. Since it doesn't say Tivaru, it's not a mitzvah of destruction of a chefza, it's more a negation of a state, some kind of a producing a negation. Right, shisa, some type of production of a cessation of chametz from Yerushas, but there's no particular mitzvah of destroying a thing. At least that's what Tashbish sounds like, right? That allows you to have some wiggle room and rely on bittul. You're not violating anything because there was no mitzvah that you had to do of destroying something. And that's the whole run in the beginning. That since it's all going to be usur, or since you're not going to own it anyway, right? You just have to prevent the Torah placing it in Yerushas, right? That whole run, right? But that's from the fact that the whole mitzvah is expressed as tashbisu. But it also comes out from the, and this is what I'm not sure about. It also comes out from the fact that it expresses Tashbisu. Does that have an impact on Rabbi Yehuda? That's my other question. I have to think about that.
I mean, that's different for you entirely.
Right.
That
Yeah, so here and here's the other interesting thing. And this is something we have to answer, and that is for Rabbi Yehuda burning the chametz, certainly Rashi's saying when I do bittul before the Zman Isser, I'm relying on the mitzvah of Tashbisu, right? When I do the bittul before the Zman Isser, it only works because of Tashbisu. So I'm sort of situating myself in a way that the Tashbisu will kind of complete my bittul, the way the Ran expresses it. You know, the Ran says basically. Yeah, because the Ran learns that since there's an Isser already from Teshbis, since there's an Isser from Sheisho Sulamalo, I really don't have an ownership of it. Right? So I don't need a Hefker. That's this whole thing. I just need to negate that two things that the Torah puts in Yerushas. Right? It's an artificial imposition of Rishus because it really is Asbana. So as long as I express the Bittul, so then it doesn't then the when the Shas Isser comes, it's completely severed from Irishus. Okay, but the point is when I do the bittul ahead of time, it's good because of the fact that there's a mitzvah tashbisu and not a mitzvah of tivaru. Right? Okay, good. But when I do the sreifa earlier on in the day, is that from the mitzvah of Tashbisu or not? For Rabbi Yehuda. So how is that possible? How does that make any sense? How does that make any sense? Well, here's the thing that bothers me. I don't mind saying mitzvah two forms. I mean, that's not impossible, but what I don't understand is if the mitzvah of Tashbisu begins at the seventh hour, How am I mekayim it in the fifth hour? And when it's actually the seventh hour, there's no more sreifa.
Can you say that the whole first day?
Okay, so that's what. Just think about that. Just think about that. Keep that on the table. I'll tell you the answer, though. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is it is not from Teshbisu. Sreifa is not from Teshbisu, and we all know that it's not from Teshbisu. It's from Nosar. Why do you need Nosar? Because there's a mitzvah of Tash. The mitzvah of Tashbisu when it's foul is in Bechol
Okay.
But there's no mitzvah beforehand. So he learns from Nosar a new mitzvah from Nosar for beforehand. We have to think how and why, but Rebbe, it's wrong to say that Tashvisu is the mitzvah, is the what, and Nosar is the how. That's wrong. Because Tashvisu is b'chol davar. When you're in the zman of the mitzvah Tashvisu, it's b'chol davar. Now, what does it mean, the zman of the mitzvah Tashvisu? That's what Rashi says, in your days on the days. That's b'sha'as bi'uro. What is sha'as bi'uro? B'zman, b'sha'ashu muzhar min ha'Torah. What's the azara? What azara? The Azara, notice in the seventh hour. In the seventh hour, there's an Issur d'oraisa, Rashi says. So that's a good argument for Bal Yirah, because why would he call it Muzhar? Right? Sounds like there's a lot.
Right.
Could say the Achila, whatever it is. But there's some Issur in the seventh hour. When you're in the Sha'as Bi'uro, so Sha'as Bi'ur means when it must be destroyed. This is the time that it must be, or this is the time that you may not own it. This is the time that you may not use it, whatever that is. There's some azhara in the seventh hour, right? And when it's in the zman of the azhara, that's b'sha'as bi'uro. So bi'ur means iser. Bi'ur doesn't mean the mitzvah to destroy, right? In Rashi's terminology. The sha'as bi'ur is the sha'a when it is usher to have. That's like l'rabos l'el tesvav, l'bi'ur. Right? Bi'ur is hashbasa.
It
It would seem so. It would seem so.
will be our
Right? See, it's interesting. So when is the zma, when is the sha'as bi'uro, when there is some kind of an azhara on having it, then it's b'chol davar. Right? That's the zman of tashbisu. Because the Gemara is saying tashbisu and bi'ur are the same. That's the whole dalet on the days. The whole thing is, every time it says, it's l'rabos le'el tesvav le'bi'uro. It's l'rabos yudal le'bi'uro. It's l'rabos le'el yudal le'bi'uro. Right? And that bir means hashbasa. That means, because the Gemara says, what do you mean? You already know hashbasa se'or is starts le'el tezvav, and that means the isur of ba'ira. Right? So le'bir doesn't mean the mitzvah of destroying it, right? Le'bir means some azhara of having it. It would seem so. It would seem so. Or eating it, whatever it may be. Some azhara in the chepti. Right? And that's interesting, is what Rashi, not to get too picayune, but on the Mishnah Yud on the Beis, what Tosus is bothered by, he says, because the Mishnah calls it sha'as ha-bi'ur. So Tosus says, oh, Rashi says to himself, because he says on Sha'as Bi'uro, Rashi says on Yud Beis is the seventh hour, right? And here he says Sha'as HaBi'ur, which is the same thing as Hamoed, Rashi says is the sixth hour. when it's the moed ha-bi'ur. So sha'af bi'uro means when you may not own it. That's sha'af bi'uro. Sha'as ha-bi'ur is when people are involved in destroying it. It's not the same thing. Matthew. Okay. What's the heck? Okay. So again, so when it's when there's the law of Tashbisu, we know that means you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of hashbasa of Tashbisu, sha'as bi'uro, hashbasa the b'chol davar. And why? Because it doesn't say bi'uro. It's the same thing. Why hashbasa the b'chol davar is also why bittul works. No. I mean, it's similar. It doesn't say bi'ur, so hashbasa l'chol davar. Of course, that's what hashbasa means. Right? So how does Rabbi Akiva get, how does Rabbi Yehuda get the dafka mitzvah sreifa? It's a separate thing. It's a completely separate thing. It's a completely separate limud from nosa.
You're saying that's not hashbasa,
Not
something.
tashbisu. It's not tashbisu.
It's just a compound by your
It's
life.
just a kavah chomer. It's just a kavah chomer from Nosa. Now, of course, we have to figure that out, but it's not Tashbisu. It's a kavah chomer from Nosa. Yeah, but it doesn't mean Tevara, right? So, for instance, on top of Hayom HaBeis, we're actually saying the Shema Aminos. He says, you see, from Rabbi Akiva, Midalo Nafkale, the high Yom HaRishon. Erev Yom Tov, yeah. Elamishun v'aser lehavir b'Yom Tov. Shema mina sfir leke Reb Yehuda. V'omar lekomam Ein biur chometz elasreifa v'yolaflo minosas. Right? But the problem is like this. So what are the Rabbanan saying though? Right? V'ihashlasa so b'chol davar sfir leilukmei b'Yom Tov yavarenu b'davar acher v'yakilenu kolom v'yoshifenu yom. I have to work there. But what is the machlokas? According to this, though, what is the machlokas? This is according to Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, right? What's the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? It's interesting. They're not. Their machlokas is not hashbasa. Their machlokas is biur, right? I don't want to get. I don't know. I'm not sure if that makes a difference, but yeah. Okay. In other words, so what are you accomplishing in the first half of the day? Okay, so anyway, so those are some of the problems that are percolating through here. What else? Yeah. But and then the main question also is, does the word Tashbisu imply a Shas Heter? Is it intrinsic in Rashi's understanding of Tashbisu that there must be a Shas Heter? Right?
But this is
Well, Tashbisu, he just says, allows for Bittul, right? It allows for Bittul.
right.
But in the time of, and here's the key question, in the time of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, must there also be a Shas Heter? So I say no. I say no. What say you? So, for instance, the Gemara says, how do you know Tashbisu means from the middle of the day? Maybe it means from the night before, from Leil Yud-Dalet. So, what would that mean? What would that mean? That would mean that in the beginning of Leil Yud-Dalet, you'd be able to keep it? Or what about over here? It says, Leil, what about in the beginning? It says, L'rabos Leil Tezvav. So, what would that mean? Tashbisu starts when? Rashi says, Shalom. Does that mean I can hang on to it for a second in the beginning of the day?
No, but that's when Mark thought that it's not on what we
I don't want to learn that way. I want to go. I just want to start over. I mean, does the word Tashbisu mean that? Or else, let's take a look at this. Now, to me, it seems clear that Tashbisu means Tashbisu is synonymous, at least. Here's the interesting thing. Why can't Rashi learn simple pshat? Why can't Rashi just learn like this? There's a lav and an aseh. Why couldn't Abaye just learn it? There's a lav and an aseh. We're not familiar with lav and aseh. We're not familiar with los aseh kol malacha v'yom riva, tishbos. So here's the lav. Don't have any chametz all week. Here's an aseh. Tashbisu. One is I don't want to do it. Okay, so Tosa's answer is yeah, it's an aseh if you happen to violate the law. Right? But why can't it be synonymous? Right? You don't have a kiyum of no, just like when you don't do malacha on a whole Shabbos. So you refrain from a malacha and you have a kiyum of shvisa.
But maybe you can actually do both.
Do both, right?
So here you would be able to.
So why?
You don't have your comments, how do you ask?
No, maybe that's the answer. Don't be in a positive state of.
Salvation will be marked up.
So the problem. So the problem is because it says Ach bayom harishon tashbisa. That's the problem, right? That's saying that it's a special mitzvah of one day of a tashbisa, as opposed to the seven. The one thing you say is a lav of all seven and a positive kiyum of being shoveis, right? Don't have chametz and have a positive kiyum of shvisa, but you can't have don't have chametz all seven and then ach bayom harishon tashbisu. What does that mean? That's the problem. There's no doubt that Rabbi Yehuda only learns a kal v'chomer from Nosar because of the zman issur that's coming. That's the whole connection to Noser, right? That they're both in a Baal Tosir. They both have a Baal
Tosir.
No, you're right. It's a good point. In other words, it's clear from, let's say, Chav Zayin on a day. So it's the Gemara says, how could you make a Kal v'chomer to do Sreifa? That's going to be a Chomer that turns into a Kula. So why is it a Kula? He's just creating a new mitzvah of Sreifa, right? So the kula is because the Torah says Tashbisu. What do you say? Where is it? Right. Torah says right. Tashbisu. Right. But that's not really a question because that's talking about the guy who won't be there, so he won't be able to do Tashbisu later. Because Rashi says if it was the 6th hour, he wouldn't have a problem. He could do Tashbisu.
What is the 6th hour?
Right. And he'll be Mekayim
Right. Now this guy's leaving.
So he's not going to be there in the 7th hour. The Chometz says it's going to be left behind.
He's not going to be there in the 7th hour.
So he won't be able to do Tashbisu at all.
No matter what.
Right. So, in other words, the point you're highlighting over here is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, in the way that it's formulated, is a mitzvah that is not a mitzvah ma'isa b'sha'as iser. That would be tivaru, right? It's a mitzvah that when the zman enters, you must have created a certain kind of a state, right? That's the tash. That's the tashbisu. But the tashbisu is defining the zman that the kiyum must the zman of that halos. In other words, tashbisu se'or mibateicha means that. It means that you must produce a certain kind of an effect in the rishus from this zman forward, right? It's create a certain state of negation. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying create a certain state of negation from the beginning of tesvav. You'll do it on erev tesvav. There's nothing impossible with that. Tashvisu itself doesn't mean, and that's what I'm trying to get rid of. It doesn't mean if it says do if it says Tashvisu and it gives you a certain zman that the mitzvah of Tashvisu starts at, It doesn't mean that within that zman you have to be able to do something with the chametz to make the tashbisu within that zman. Okay. In other words, right. In other words, if the Torah says that there should be, if the Torah says from this 15th Tashbisu on the whole 15th, correct? So then that would mean, like Rashi says, don't wait until the morning, miyad tashbisu. Ach beknisas yom rishon miyad tashbisu means the minute the day enters, you must create the effect that immediately with the entrance of the day, there is a shvisa of chametz. It doesn't mean that you have to do something in that zman. Tashbisu itself means here is the zman. From this zman, you must have effectuate. You must set up this zman to be free from chametz. So if the zman, so it's going to define the zman. That's the zman, not of the action. That's the zman of the shvisa. Shvisa is not an action. Shvisa is already the perfected state, right? Yeah. That's right. So there's no problem in saying that's why the see that that's what the so the thing is though that demands some kind of a maisa to be mechen for that. Otherwise, you just mean tashbisu is like a shvisa. It means some kind of creating a positive state, a state of negation. So you have to do something to bring that in. That's what you do beforehand. But beforehand is not a maisa mitzvah of tashbisu at that moment, but it is the way that you can define the time after it as a state of tashbisu. The state of tashbisu is an effect, right? Okay, so let's go through it then. So let's go through it. Let's go through this. This is the way it seems to me. In terms of the pshat and the gemara, right? So how does it go? It goes like this. So Baye says shivas yamus or lo yimasiv vatech. Okay, so what's the problem? So that's fine. So that's the losase of owning chametz, right? That's bayura. Now it says, "Ach bayom rishon tashvisus on b'deira." So that's the problem. The problem is, if it's just the problem now is like this: that the Torah is telling you, yeah. So what is we already have a lav of shivas yom sordi yomasi b'deira? What is the addition of this essay? That's the question. What's the addition of this essay? Okay. So, if the essay was just saying the whole yontif, so I could say, okay, that's fine. I already had it's a lav and an essay like no. Problem is, it's telling you, and Rashi doesn't want to learn that this essay is also a din of destroying that which has a shame from it, because it's also strange. Why would it just be Yom HaRishon? So, what is this telling you now? That on the first day, Tashbisu. So he's saying it can't be synonymous with the law, because it should span the entire time, I think. So it must be a separate Maisa mitzvah that you do. It must be a separate Maisa mitzvah of rendering the Zman. It must be a separate Maisa Mitzvah on the first day of creating a state of Shvisa. In other words, the point is like this. Rashi's saying, Abai's saying, you're going to get forced into this interpretation, because what else could it mean? What are the possibilities? Tashbisu doesn't have to mean that. My only point is Tashbisu doesn't intrinsically mean that that during the Zman that is referenced as Tashbisu is a Sha'ash Kihiyah. But over here, he's saying, Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu, it can't mean, it must mean something different. It must be something other than the law, because it's not just mirroring the law. So, like similar to what I was saying yesterday, it implies that there's some mitzvah that you're doing with the chametz of rendering the rishus mushbas on that first day. But that itself implies some shashihiyah. I know I railed against this idea, but I'm trying to say is that according to Abaye, he's saying you're forced into this interpretation of Tashbisu.
Why can't just person
anything? Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's exactly what I was telling you. Maybe that's exactly what I was telling you. That maybe I would think the deadline of Shehiyah is really in the morning. So now it's telling you, no, make sure when you enter the night, it's you have to be mushbas. But if I already know that I have to be mushbas when the night enters, let's put it this way. Let's say there was no mitzvah of Tashbis. Just had the mitzvah of Shivas Yom Sor Lo Yimasi Vadeva. Mamela, when the night starts, I would already have a kiyum of Tashbisu. I mean, I would have no chametz. So why is it telling you to do anything? So what does it mean, Tashbisu? What does it mean? No, on the first day, Tashbisu. I already have Shivas Yom, so Yimasi Vadeva. So that's what Abaye's problem is. He's saying that if you're going to learn it as a maisa mitzvah of Tashbisu, because it's not mirroring the lav, and the lav goes from tes leil tes vav through chaf aleph, right? So the leil tes vav through chaf, what is it? Chaf gimel. Chaf aleph. So then you're going to have no. Then if you're going to interpret Tashbisu on Yom Rishon, it's going to contradict the lav.
Because it can't just be parallel and love.
Right.
But then you're saying,
so now it must be telling you, no, it must be telling you, on this day, create the state. What else could it be telling you? No, let's put it this way. So he says, it can't mean what it sounds like, right? Which sounds like, on the first day of Tes Vav, create do a maisa mitzvah of creating hashbasa within this first day. Because that would imply it's show. You can have it. Right? That'd be like your thing, right? If it just said, on this day, create hashbasa, so that means to say you're allowed to have it the whole day. Just make sure that at some point you break it off, right? That would be like I was saying yesterday. There's some maisa mitzvah of doing the of rendering the state of Tashbisu within this time frame, right? That contradicts Bayira, right? So then we're saying, no, maybe that's not what it's saying. Maybe it's just telling you that without this pasuk, I would have said yomim in leilos lo. So there's no chiyuv of there's no iser of bayira until the morning. So now this is telling you, no, from the nighttime, make sure it's already gone. But not a mitzvah on that day.
Right? More like an inclination of
Yeah, because Tashbisu doesn't have to mean a maisa.
Got it, a maisa.
Yeah, it's just like playing the possibilities and showing you. If it doesn't mean it's like a reductio ad absurdum, right? Yeah. If it doesn't mean the state of not having chametz, because that's already taken care of by Shivas Yamim, so what else could it mean? Do a maisa? Well, that would contradict the very premise of Shivas Yamim. So it must mean something totally different, right? That type of an argument. So now you're saying, no, that's not fast. Maybe it really means, tashbisu means there should be a positive shvisa from the very beginning of the day. Now, why would it be? And that's not redundant because I didn't know that from Yemen, right? And when would I do that? Beforehand, or whatever it is. I do that whenever I have to do that, right? So the Gemara says, no, we already know Shivas Yomim is from beginning to end. So now we're back to Tashbisu as, now we're back to Tashbisu as saying, now we're back to the impossibility of Tashbisu, right? Okay. So now the Gemara says, so what would it mean? Let's go back to the infinite. Ketzad l'rabos arbosa l'bi'or. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean, l'rabos arbosa
Radio.
l'bi'or? Interesting, right. So that means to say, on Yud Daled, there must be a state of muzar, right? Bi'or is muzar. There must be a zman on Yud Daled that you must, the Tashbisu is telling you that there is a zman where it's already muzar on Yud Daled. Right? Now here's the question though. Is Tashbisu telling you a mitzvah to do before that zman, or is Tashbisu the zman itself? That's the tension the whole way through. Okay? So it doesn't have to be, it could simply be the zman of this year itself. Right? Like Shabbos. Shvisa doesn't mean you have to do something before Shabbos. Shvisa means stop at this time. Right? It should be clear. The mitzvah is that the rishus should be effectuated from this time on. Just like it had in the Havmina before. The Tashbisu would mean Leil Tesvav, you have to already be, you have to have that quality of Hashbasa summits must begin over here. So there is some period of time in the day on the 14th that you have to have a kiyum of Tashbisu, of not having comments in your rishus. Like in Yisrael, exactly. Right? So then, and that's what it means by Bior. Okay? But the Bior means the Zman of Tashbisu is the Zman of you. Okay? And that you see clearly because the Gemara keeps trying to push back the Zman of Tashbisu as the new Zman of Bior and says, okay, so I know it's no, I know Yud Dalet doesn't mean, I know Rishon doesn't mean Tesvav, because that's already in Lo Istrichle. It's not a proof, but Lo Istrichle seems like it means that the Hekesh already accomplishes whatever you would have tried to do by Tashbis. Right, so that's another raya that it sounds like you're saying, look, all Tashbisu would be doing for you is if you or if you're going to tell me, you're saying maybe Tashbisu is starting from the 15th, from the very beginning of the 15th, like Rashi says, B'knisas Hayom says that already is done by the Hekesh. So that means to say that at the end of the day, whatever you thought you were going to do with Achbayam Rishon Tashbisu from the nighttime is already being done by the Isser of Ba'yirah, right? So Tashbisu is basically at that point synonymous with don't have chametz. Make sure that there's no chametz in this time, right? So the mitzvahs of Tashbisu is defining the zman that the chametz is asur. That's what the mitzvah of Tashbisu is defining. The zman that the chametz is asur, right? And then the Gemara says, well, maybe it means it's asur from the night of the 14th. So when would you do your quote-unquote Tashbisu? So I'm not sure what doing Tashbisu means, but making sure that your whole Rishus is free from chametz from the night of the 14th. Do Bittul by Shkia on the 13th, exactly. Right? But it wouldn't mean do a Maisa of Tashbisu on the 14th. Right? Exactly. Then the Gemara says, so maybe it's in the morning. What's in the morning? Tashbisu is in the morning. So then the Gemara says, no, Ach Falak. Now, what is Ach Falak? Achin v'rakin mi'utin. What's the mi'utin? Tashbisu. Right? So it means like Tashbisu, Tashbisu means Tashbisu begins from the from Hanetz, from Amud HaShachar, whatever that is. The whole day is Aser from Chametz. That's what I would say. If it just said Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu, I would know it's not starting at Shkia on Yudalit because it's Yom. So I'd say it's Alos on Yudalit. But it doesn't mean on Yudalit I would do anything. That's a quote unquote Tashbisu. It would mean ensure that there is this quality of Hashbasa in your Rishus from the moment the day begins. Meaning, or another way to put it, there's an Isser Chametz from the morning. Ach is simply cutting the Isser. It's a meat on the Isser. So now the Isser only starts midday. But Tashbisu is synonymous with Isser. Or Tashbisu is giving a gvul of Isser. Tashbisu means prepare for the zman of Isser. I don't want to say that. Tashbisu is, let's put it here. Tashbisu is defining the zman that the state of Hashpasa must exist within. So if it's telling you by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, that means the whole Yom HaRishon, your Rishus has to be Mushbas from Chametz. It doesn't mean on that day do something. I don't think that's right. Because Rashi's whole point is Tashbisu doesn't mean do something. If it meant do something, you have to do Biur. Right? It means this quality in your Rishus must begin at this time. Right? So I would say it begins in the morning. Ach tells me it begins in the afternoon. Okay. But now that brings in a necessity of that brings in a necessity to prepare for it. Okay. But the preparation is just is part of the hechsher of creating the state that the mitzvah demands from the time that it demands it. Okay. Yeah. So what is the obligation in the time before Tashbisu? Is that a kiyum, is that a mitzvah of Tashbisu? So that's where it becomes interesting, right? Hold on. Oh, so what is that iser, by the way? So what is that iser? So what is that iser? Right? That's the question.
After the chazos.
Yeah, after the chazos. What is the iser of Tashbisu? Right. So is it Bayura or is it a separate another issue of Tashbisu? So what's interesting is Tashbisu is an aseh. Right? You could say it's Nisra aseh. You could say it's Nisra aseh. You could say it's Nisra aseh. But it does sound from the Lashon of the Gemara, maybe from Rashi, Larabos this, Labior, Larabos that, Labior. I don't know, I'm really not sure. I'm really torn. Does it mean Larabos? Does it mean, what is the beer that's referring to? The Shas Iser, no? Sounds like it's, sounds like even though the Gemara says it, but what about the fact that there's a Hekesh? What about the fact that there's a Hekesh? Bayura to Chametz and Chametz to Matzah. So there's no Issa Kares. So that's how the Gemara starts off. Are we going to have to undo that Hekesh? Or we'll say, no, the Hekesh is the base, and then this Reboy extends it?
Why isn't the
Because to me, it seems like this, that Rashi's learning that since it says Tashbisu means Tashbisu is knows what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu, or is the fact that it says Tashbisu a gilui that there's an issur to have it? Smash for that way. There's no mitzvah of Tashbisu. Rashi doesn't learn Tashbisu as an aseh. Means to say Tashbisu is render is to is that you must Tashbisu is always. like the Gemara says. Hashbasa se'or is no different than lo yiro'a, than se'or lo yimotze. That's hashbasa se'or. Hashbasa se'or means that there is an iser of the, there's an iser. There's no, it's not simply an asay to remove chametz from your house, right? It's the presence of the chametz in your house is a certain, is a, is, notice, what's the significance of chametz in your house? What's the significance of chametz in your house? The chametz is a non-entity. Chametz is not an entity of iser. What's the kiyum of hashbasa?
Which were you going? You
No, it must be also bahana. It must be also. It must be nisur ba'ayirah. And those. What's the kiyum of tashbisu if it's not? If it's not negating an iser from the presence of your bias.
What's the key of having to see it? There's
Exactly. So Mamela must be this Nisavayra. So just put it together like this. In other words, for Rashi, it goes like this. The fact that the Torah says Tashbisu, okay, means to say that there is a that the nature of the Isser or the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is that it's not an Isser of it's not a mitzvah of doesn't describe an assay of Bior. That would be Rashi. It doesn't say lo, it doesn't say Tevaru. Okay. So it's telling you that there's a certain demand, there's a certain there's a chiyuv from a certain point on to break the connection of the bias and the chametz. That's Tashbisu, to render the bias with a certain shame of mushpat from chametz. Okay? Doesn't demand a maisa on the chefs of the chametz. All right? Now that has two, that has three things come out of that. One is that since there's no chiyuv to do a maisa at all, is just to break the relationship, so you can do that through bittul. Possible to do such a thing through bittul. Okay, with all that lumpus, how that? Okay. The other thing is that when the zman of that iser is already chal, the Torah is giving you a directive. It's also a directive of from here, rid yourself of it. And that's the whole davar. It has to be, right? Because the presence in it, the only problem is that there's a that it exists that is qualifying your rishus, so you must break that relationship. That's in the zman of the Isser, right? But beforehand is the interesting question. Beforehand, when there is no Isser, and you're trying to do a maisa of ridding a maisa of preparation with the chametz itself, then you get into the machlokas of Rabbi Huda and chametz. Okay, Rabbi Huda says it's a kav. Well, I don't know if it's a kav chomer anymore, but it's a gzeiros shabbos. It's a mem atzinu. He learns like this. He says if by he says both of these have nosar and chametz have a similar, if not inverted, relationship. Right, they're both entities. Of is they're both entities of Isser that's totally on Zman, right? The Isser, they're both entities that the Isser is a function of Shihiyah, right? And they're both entities of they're both Isurim who's that are a function of Shihiyah, and he said, and they have Kares and all of those things. And he holds like this. He says, if a person were to if what is the person doing on in the sixth hour? What is he accomplishing when he burns the when he wants to get rid of his chametz in the sixth hour? Okay. Is hold on one second. Let me just think about it. Right, in those He must like this. So the Akiva is learning like this, that Achmei Rishon Tashpisus Amibotechem means, and this is the line of Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Gemara saying this is how Rabbi Yehuda would learn. The Akiva is Rabbi Yehuda. So assume that Achmei Rishon Tashpisus Amibotechem is Tesvav. Of course, you're going to have to suspend your disbelief and accept the fact that there's no Isser of owning it. There's no, you're not Muzar love until the middle of the day on the 16th. On the 15th, right? Because otherwise you have no issue of beer. Otherwise no issue of Sreifa, right? Unless you're going to change that too. But that seemed to be a Dover bar, that Rabbi Yehuda only holds Sreifa when it's Shlo B'Shati. So that would mean to say, on the morning of the 15th, there's no you're not Muzar. And therefore you have to do Sreifa, right? Mm-hmm. And that creates the impossibility, correct? Mm-hmm. So why would you have to do Sreifa? Do it beforehand. Do it before Yontif, right? Like you were leaving 30 days before. Do it before Yontif. So you must say like this, and this gets back to the question we were dealing with a second ago, was what is the chametz that you have to do Sreifa on, Rabbi Yehuda? What is the chametz you have to do Sreifa on? So I would say like this. It's the chametz whose shehiyah would create the Isser of Bayura. Okay, now as if I have chametz, it's the flip side of Nosa. What Nosa do I have to burn? That Tefsa of Korban, whose Zman, that Tefsa of Korban who exceeded its Zman Shehiyah, right? So that which went past its Shehiyah by Nosar has a chiyuv of Sreif. Okay. And on Chometz is going to be that which, if I want to be mafkia, if I want to prevent the Isser of Shehiyah, the Cheftza that I, that when if I want to, no, is the Cheftza that I must prevent the Shehiyah from, that prevention, that privation of Shehiyah must be done through Sreif. Okay, in other words, the chovas reifa is going to be chal on the kiyum of tashbis, meaning to say the thing that is the thing whose destruction is a negation of the shehir. So it really is just the chometz that's at the end of the zman that I have to do reifa on. That's it. So Chachamim said, if you're leaving within 30 days, that's the end of your zman. But you're not going to say that if a guy has chametz in his house on Yontif, there's no issue to have chametz in the house on Yontif. So therefore, Mameli is going to have to burn it before Chatzos.
You couldn't burn it on Yontif?
You can, but you have no obligation to. In other words, the guy who's leaving is because he is breaking his rishus now. His rishus, this is his rishus. The fact that he's leaving his rishus makes it, this is the moment, this is the definition of his rishus in the future because he's no longer in his rishus anymore. So the moment of the state of his leaving is now his last interaction with the Rishus before the Zman Isser. So now whatever is here represents, whatever he leaves here represents a Shehiyah into the Zman Isser. This is the moment of Shehiyah right now for him because he's no longer interacting with it. So I don't know if that's, yeah, apparently Midaraisa, because otherwise what would be the Kal V'chomer, right?
It's very strange. Like, what about the previous tomorrow?
Yeah, in other words, the whole inyan of the Shas Habior means to say that there is a certain quantity of tomates that basically you're in the position now of shahiyah or prevention of shia. That's your last relationship to this object. Is either I'm going to destroy it, or it will remain, or it's a maisa. Let's put it like, there's a certain amount of chametz that, depending on the proximity to this zman iser, the maisa of destruction is essentially a maisa of prevention of iser.
That
comes from Nostem. No. That's from Tash. That is a din. That's a reality. That's just a reality. Yeah, from the fact that there is an Isser Zman that's coming, right?
Yeah, so you have to.
Rabbi Yehuda's Kavachomer, or Rabbi Yehuda's Limud, is that since this Cheftza is now qualified via Zman with the Shem Isser, it's no different than Nosar. And therefore you have this rave on it. So he'll be mivatel. He'll be mivatel and save. You mean the guy who's leaving the shayara?
Good question. What's his kula? It's just a hechsher.
Oh, so the kula is no, it, no, no, no. You're making a mistake. Hechsher is without Rabbi Akiva. I mean, hechsher is without Rabbi Akiva. Hechsher is just that. The reality is, this chametz, given the fact that it's chametz and there's zman, right? That's right. But Rabbi Huda says, no, that's not sufficient. From Nosar. Totally independent point.
Okay. That creates a kula.
So now it's going to come out that there's no way to do the hechsher of Tashbisu other than Srefa. Because
you can't do before, you'd be us to do before.
You'd be mevatel and ase.
Better off not doing.
Well, I mean, it's a good question. Let's think about it. No, he's saying the only way to, no, here's the point. The only way to negate the shame, that's what he's learning from Nosar, saying just like Nosar is destroying the shame of Isser that came from the Shehiyah, so too, the only way to destroy the shame Isser going into the Zman is through Sreifa.
Okay.
That's his Hekesh.
Okay,
that's a Chumah,
right?
That's a Chumah.
Another question is creating a Kula. What?
Right, because now he's saying you cannot be Mekayim that idea of the Heksher of Tashvisu anymore through anything but Sreifa.
Meaning if he does Tashvisu B'chol,
if he does Tashvisu B'chol Dovar,
you say you're not having just a hechsher, how's it going to be?
No, because that's what he's saying. He's saying you are not mekayim the mitzvah of preventing the shame. You mean the mamela you did?
Right. It's just